Big Bend Habitat for Humanity Executive Director Antoine Wright says his organization has been very busy of late.
Our housing production is up. We've got a schedule of hopefully another 6 or 7 homes this year to be built. We're trying to hit a goal of about 10 for the year. So it's exciting times.
Last week, you may have heard WFSU's story about the 2 new Habitat homes in the Sable Palm neighborhood. They were built with the financial and volunteer support from the city of Tallahassee. Now, both Wright and Habitat board member Leslie Smith are hoping for more support from the entire community in connection with this weekend's Festival of Trees.
This is our 9th year, so we are rounding the edge on 10. So
I know, excited. Next year, 10-year anniversary Festival of Trees. It's going to be fun. Every year is fun.
Yep. Yeah, I think the last 4 years we've hosted at Goodwood Museum Gardens. So it's a lovely place. It's especially festive.
For those unfamiliar with the festival, Smith says the concept is pretty straightforward.
These are artificial trees and wreaths also. We've added wreaths to Festival of Trees. And what we encourage are businesses, individuals, whomever, to purchase a tree from 4 feet to 6.5 feet, whatever they like, or a wreath, and then decorate it however they want.
Such decorations can get quite creative, Smith says. For instance, last year a local craft brewery festooned its tree with beer-related decorations. And of course, there are always FSU Seminole-themed trees.
And what we do is we set them all out in this gorgeous arrangement at Goodwood with lights and everything, festive music. And people come out and they can bid on those trees. So it's an auction.
And says Habitat Executive Director Antoine Wright, folks can take part even if they're not in the market for a holiday tree or wreath for themselves.
Sometimes folks don't need an extra tree in the house. They've already got a Christmas tree, but they'd like to support. The Double Your Joy concept is they have the ability to have the joy of supporting Habitat for Humanity financially. And then what we will do is we partner with several other agencies to donate that tree to a family that hasn't had a tree. And we do those from several partner agencies, including Breon, CCYS, Children's Home Society last year.
Which adds board member Leslie Smith is a great way to spread the holiday love around.
So if we can help Breon by donating a tree to a mom and a baby, that we would love to be able to do that. And it's an easy way for people to come out on Friday or Saturday, find a tree that they think somebody would absolutely love, and then let us deliver it to those people. So it's just something that it's very heartwarming all around.
Of course, there will also be food, music, and all manner of other fun, including a Saturday appearance of the Jolly Old Elf between 10 and noon.
Santa will be there. This might be the first Santa of the season for kids to come out and visit. So we'd love to have you out there. It is completely free, of course. Come out, enjoy that.
Catch the Festival of Trees preview party Friday evening from 6 until 9. Saturday's happening is from 10 until 5, all at Goodwood and all to benefit Big Bend Habitat for Humanity. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.